Xiao Qiang became a human rights activist after the 1989 massacre at Tiananmen Square. He's now director of the China Internet Project at the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California, Berkeley. And he says human rights conditions in China are no better now than they were 20 years ago.
China now is in a critical moment. On the one hand, we see there is increasing freedom on the economic and the social level, and the government is less and less able to be intrusive to the people's life. But on the other hand, once those activities explode to the public domain, such as a demonstration, a public speech about political reform, then the state machine cracks down again, as harsh as it before, and sometimes even harsher. And we see a lot more police brutal violence, even open fire to the demonstrators, even monitoring dissidents. Instead of directly just throw them in prison or under surveillance, government additionally now using hiring thugs to beat them up in that way to intimidate people not to be openly oppose the regime. So in those areas, the human rights conditions are definitely getting worse.
And for those who are detained, arrested, put in prison, what are conditions in those prisons? There are reports of torture of detainees.
Yes, well, torture in China is pervasive. And this is from the government's own reports. You can judge by number of cases, and also by the UN Special Rapporteur of Torture who visited in China and confirmed that torture in China is pervasive. As far as Mr. Hu Jintao's administration, I have not seen any effective measure on that front.
A number of the protests that we see here have to do with how China treats its religious groups, whether it's Falun Gong, the banned spiritual movement, or Buddhists in Tibet. Which groups are the subjects of particular crackdowns now, and how is that changing?
Well, we do see there's a growing number of the different kind of religious believers in Chinese society. So we see the traditional religious activities. We also see the religious influence from the West, the Christianities. The government is very threatened by that, mainly because the potential to organize, and Falun Gong is the most stunning example, the fact they can mobilize so many members in a so short a time completely shocked the government in 1999, and then they became the victim of the most brutal state repression in the last 7 years. And until now, this word, Falun Gong, is absolutely being banned on any Chinese media or on the internet, and anybody who publicly claimed to be involved with them will be persecuted harshly.
Your own work with the China Internet Project would lead you to be tracking pretty carefully all the things that the government is censoring or filtering through the internet as it expands.
Yes. You can see to monitoring China's internet, particularly looking into the government censorship mechanism, what do they censor? What do they want people to know? What do they not let people speak? It's quite a effective way to read into the current government mind. You know what they fear of. You know what they care about. And also you know what they are trying to cover up. Falun Gong certainly is one of them. But far more than that, social unrest, protest, rural area activities, the government is extremely sensitive and trying to suppress every single bit of those information because their nightmare is in the information age, those kind of activities and the message will thread out and from one isolated place became a national phenomena. Given today's China's condition, it's not impossible.
As you see the growth of the internet taking off in China and maybe economic freedoms expanding some, what do you see happening with human rights? Do you see any opening up possible at all?
Well, I do see the opening up, particularly the rising awareness among the Chinese people. Today, unlike 13 years ago or 15 years ago, human rights is a word can be publicly speaking about in Chinese society, largely because over the years of international campaign to force the Chinese government to acknowledge the concept, and now it's actually in the Chinese constitution, and the government is on the defense. I mean, it's still repressive, but at the same time, they sort of semi-tolerate the rhetoric of the human rights, and that's also it's a big change in Chinese society.
Xiao Qiang, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Xiao Qiang was executive director of the group Human Rights in China from 1991 to 2002. He's now director of the China Internet Project at UC Berkeley.